Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We invite you to sit back and listen to how spirit guides and angels interact with us here on Earth. Would you like to ask a personal question? Please call 1-877-296-0345. Spirit Guide Interpreter Shannon Walbrin conducts individual sessions by phone. For more information, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.
Good morning and good afternoon. Hi, this is Shannon. This show is broadcast to you live from Johannesburg, South Africa, and I'm so happy to be with you today. This program is called Spirit Guidance with Shannon, and today's theme is all about grounding. Now, grounding, or some people call it earthing, is a way for you to receive spiritual messages on your own. And you know, what I'm all about is telling you that you are guided. And I act as a translator or an amplifier so that you can hear messages from your own guides and angels. But my higher goal, I have a higher goal than that. It is to help you hear your own messages all by yourself and to help you feel guided all the time, every day, so that you don't have to connect with a psychic or any other kind of intermediary. Because I believe that the divine mind wants to contact each of us and is in contact with each of us all the time. Grounding is super important because these messages come through at a very, very high vibration. It's a really powerful energy, and one, in fact, I have had to learn how to work with this energy a lot so that it doesn't blow my circuits. And I'm going to talk to you today about the positive aspects of grounding, how to do some practical work with grounding yourself, and then what it might feel like if you indeed, unfortunately, blow your circuits, because that has happened to me in my own lifetime, and I would love for you to avoid that, so that you can use the energy and use the power that has been granted to you with positive effects for yourself and for other people as well. So if you're calling from South Africa today, the way to dial the number is to put two zeros in front of it. So you would dial 001-877-296-0345. I'll say that one more time. It's 001-877-296-0345. 0345. And of course, in South Africa, we always say double before multiple digits, and I know that in America, we don't talk like that. So the number to call if you are American and speak American like I do is 1-877-296-0345. And that's a toll-free number from the United States and Canada. Before we go to our theme of grounding, I'm going to take our first call, who is Amy. Hey, Amy, this is Shannon. How can I help you today? Hi, Amy, this is Shannon. Can you hear me? I'm ready for your question. Oh, she's not coming through. Okay, we'll give her a minute. Amy, as soon as you're ready to talk, just go ahead and interrupt me. It's totally fine. So I'm going to go to our theme of grounding, and I'd like to take our message, the first message coming from the plant kingdom. So I'm reading from the South African Flower Essences book, which is by Janet Unite, and we're going to talk about bluebell. Bluebell is the name of the flower that's going to give us the message that we need today, that's going to help us understand grounding. Grounding, in terms of the bluebell, is, here's the reading now, auric protection, excessive sensitivity to sensory stimulation, stress, and the color is blue. For oversensitivity to outside influences, for those who are sensitive or spiritually aware and who are knocked off balance by discordant sound or become disoriented and ungrounded in cities, shopping malls, and crowds. Oh, that's perfect. Okay, I'm going to go back to Amy now and see if she's ready. Hey, Amy, this is Shannon. Can I help?
Hello.
There she is. Hello, Amy. I'm waiting to talk to you. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you doing?
Hi, can you go straight to your question?
Yes. My question is, do you see me leaving my current job?
No, I don't see you having enough chi or prana or life force to make any big decisions, because your chi, your life force, and your energy are extremely low right now. So it would be too risky for you to take on a new position until you get yourself sorted out. So what the angels are recommending is that you start doing exercises that rev up your chi. Do you know what I mean by your prana, your life force?
No.
I need you to be much higher energy. So the way for you to do that is to take a dancing class. It can be any kind of dancing that you want, but you don't have enough zest for life right now, and so therefore a new job is not going to be put in your path. Please, please, please take a dance class, rev up your energy, and in just a few months' time, you'll be totally ready to take on a new job. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling,
Amy. Okay.
Take care of yourself, and good luck. Bye-bye,
okay,
honey.
Thanks.
Ciao.
Okay, bye.
Our next caller is called Joy. Joy, this is Shannon. How can I help you today?
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question?
I have a question. When I try to tune into my spiritual work, I get ungrounded. I feel a lot of things in my head, and I was wondering what the angels could say. What do I need to do?
Absolutely.
That's the perfect
and I'm so glad
you
called. That is totally our theme for the day. So
yes.
What they're talking about in terms of you specifically, Joy, is they really want you to eat more solid protein. And they are saying that your stomach gets empty, your blood sugar drops, and then you get dizzy, woozy, and you're unable to take in messages. They actually want you to eat nuts. Can you handle eating and digesting, let's say, walnuts or almonds or something like that? How would that sit
yes.
with you?
Yes, good. Okay.
Good. Solid energy. And then if you're not hearing the voices clearly, because they're telling me that you are a clairaudient, that you're someone who can, kind of like me, hear words, phrases, and ideas. Have you experienced that already, Joy?
I have, but it all seems rather kind of chaotic. Like I can't put it all together or something.
Try to be, what they're telling me that you are, is a transcriber. So you are kind of like a secretary. And they want to talk and then have you write it down. Talk and then you write it down. And the more food you have in your tummy, the better and the clearer that's going to be. Remember, you can always edit the document later, but they want you to transcribe it, and then you can see what you've got and then figure out what the most important points are. Hey, do you like Thai food? Like, would you like some noodles, some pad Thai noodles?
Oh, I love them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That would be a fantastic lunch for you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Fabulous.
Okay. Good stuff. Thank you for phoning.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
We're talking about grounding today. Our message from the Bluebells is about people who are oversensitive to outside influences, and that is relevant to our next caller, whose name is Diane. Diane, this is Shannon. Are you oversensitive to outside influences?
No, I think so. I really do.
I think you are, too. Yeah, I think really you need quiet time in order to calm yourself down after you get overstimulated from being out and about. And they're telling me that a good soak in a pool, a pond, or a body of water is something that actually, even though it's made out of water, it's not an earth element, but they're saying that it really settles you down. How do you like that?
You know, I love it. I every day take baths. I like a bath.
Oh, do you?
And
oh, my gosh,
I do.
That's a terrific thing for you then. Perfect.
Yeah, right. And I'm fortunate enough to have a beautiful blue swimming pool in my backyard, so I'm constantly relaxing by just even in the backyard enjoying the water.
Oh, my goodness. Well, your angels certainly know who you are, and they're telling me that that is your absolute best way of grounding. So did you have a specific question for us today?
I do, Shannon. My question today is, a gentleman that I've been in and out of a relationship with since really 07,
okay, no more background. Just go straight to the question.
Will he and I be a couple again? Is he in my best
interest? They're advising. Yeah, I get it. For your higher good. I'm glad that you put that in there. Because what they're saying is they're advising against it. So the destiny looks like it is heading that way. It looks like you guys are about to hook up again. But they are advising that you stand your ground because he has a tendency to not do what you ask him to do. So, for example, let's say that you ask him to quit smoking, and then he wouldn't, and then he would keep smoking. And that's something that is really irritating. I don't think that he actually smokes, but I'm just saying that for example. So they say that he doesn't obey you and that the power structure is out of whack. So they're advising that they really want you to go with someone who is more compatible with you and on a more similar path. nice as that guy is, and as much as you two have history together, they're advising, but you get to choose. You know, you have your own free will, and you can decide what to do. You can give it another round if you want to give it another round. But when you put up your boundaries and your, I need this in my life, and he says, yeah, I promised to do it. No, okay, I'm not going to do it. Then that's really not fun, you know. So that's what they're saying is one of the bothering points.
You're absolutely confirming my heart, and I love
Oh, Diane. I know, but it's kind of disappointing you. But I think it means that there's something better around the corner, you know?
Something fresh and new. And that's what life is, all new, never going backstream. Doesn't work to pedal backwards.
You are so switched on. Okay, keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. I'm going to let you go now, but you have a good rest of your day.
Bye, Shannon.
Bye, my sweetheart. Thank you. You're listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, and I'm interpreting messages from your spirit guides and angels. Kathy is our next caller. Hey, Kathy, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, I'm having some financial trouble. Do you see it getting better?
You know, I would love for you to ask it in this kind of empowered way, like, how can I fix it? Do you think you could reframe for me?
Okay, how can I fix my financial issue?
Perfect. And I, you know, I'm really on your side in this one because it's almost as if it feels like the earth is collapsing all around you. And since we're on the theme of grounding, what they want you to do is to spend a lot of time at home, in your home, making your home nice and cozy, clearing out any clutter, and making sure that you feel nice and safe. Because, Kathy, what they're telling me is that you do have a roof over your head. Please, God, that is true. Is that true for no?
Yes.
Very good. Please spend more time at home and don't go out and about wandering. Like, don't walk around a shopping mall. You know, don't go for long journeys. Like, really consolidate your energy, and that will help you feel more grounded, more organized, and more together. I do have a lot more information for you, but it is really, really specific, and I can only give a general answer on the radio, if you understand what I mean. So if you'd like to make your own appointment, we'll talk about it afterwards, but otherwise that's what I can say for you for now.
Okay,
Thanks for phoning, Kathy. Yeah, thanks. God bless. Bye-bye. Hi, I'd like to speak to Ellen. Ellen is our next caller. Ellen, this is Shannon. Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, Shannon. Well, I feel like I have a lot of different pokers in the fire at this time. I'm being drawn in all different kinds of directions, and I'm not really exactly sure which path I should take. And so I just want a little bit of insight into, you know, should I continue? You know, is there any particular path that I should take? Because, like I said, I have too many things in the fire right now, and none of them are actually giving me back what I need to sustain myself. They're all just taking.
Yeah, you're taking the words right out of my mouth. So usually I have people ask such a tiny, brief question, and
yeah.
So I should have stopped you and said, okay, stop there. Because when you said, and I don't know which one to follow, I just wanted to jump in with follow the money. And what's happening with you now is that they aren't very profitable, and you're kind of waiting for the chickens to lay eggs, and the chickens are not laying eggs, and that's the problematic piece. They're telling me that there's one of your aspects, one of the, as you say, pokers in the fire, is about teaching, and it's about direct coaching or counseling. Okay, which one of those looks like that?
Well, there's actually two. One of them is
mm-hmm.
my pleasure party business, and the other one is teaching about Moringa and getting people started with that as a healthy alternative. Both of them involve...
It's the teaching about Moringa. Okay, so I got it. Of the two, it is the teaching about Moringa that will give you... Because what they're telling you is that you can do a government tender, and you can work in the public school system as a school nurse or health advisor. And they're telling you that your message is super important to get out and that it's very important for you to look at schools and working at university levels with young women and offering your services for money. Please do not consider charity. Do not consider being a volunteer. And also talking to the Planned Parenthood people about becoming a counselor and. So you doing direct teaching, so you heard it the way I said it, direct teaching and counseling. That is your path that they're choosing for you. And the other things are going to fall to the wayside, go on the back burner for now, become hobbies, and they're still enjoyable, but you will only offer them on demand. Okay, thank you for phoning, Ellen.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Yeah, God bless. Bye-bye. So our message today about grounding comes from the plant called the blue bell, and I'm going to continue with it. This essence is particularly related to the harmonious use of sound. It strengthens and protects the aura and enables one to develop the ability to create tones which lift, transform, and harmonize with the music of the spheres. Have you guys ever heard overtone singing? Some people know it as shamanic or indigenous multiple voices. So it's when someone is humming a really deep hum, like a didgeridoo, an Australian instrument, and then there's a high, almost a violin sound at the same time, and this throat singing, there was even a documentary called The Tuvan Throat Singers, T-U-V-A-N, is all about increasing the grounding of the lower vibrations and then having the higher vibrations happening at the same time. And that's what the angels are suggesting that we do in order to ground ourselves with feet on the ground, but also reach into heaven and tap into the messages that we can. Our next caller is named Kat. Hello, Kat. This is Shannon. Do you have a question for your guides today?
Hi there.
Hi, Kat.
I just feel that there's, I don't know if there's maybe a message for me. I've been really drawn to angel cards and angel books, and I've been reading quite a lot about it. And then I just got an email ping through about your show, and I thought that's sort of weird because I was just thinking about it. So.
Lovely. Now, on this show, the parameters are one asks one question about I. So you would say, should I continue with angel cards, or is there a better method for me to get my messages? Okay, how does that sound to you as a question? Would you be able to take that one on?
Yeah, that sounds like a fantastic question.
They're telling me that the angel cards are quite limited. They would rather that you structure your own questions and lists of possible answers and then use a pendulum. So let's say that you were going to ask, to which town should I move? So then you say, to which town should I move? And you get out a pendulum and you swing it, and you have 16 towns listed out of the atlas, you know? And then you say, is it this one? No. Is it this one? No. Is it this one? Yes. Is it this one? Yes. Okay, so then 3 of the 16 towns are the ones that you should consider moving to. So you
and
your
angels.
And
how do I know pendulum? How does it work? How do I know if it's a yes or a no?
How do you know if it's yes or no? When you learn how to use a pendulum and you need guidance, physical guidance from a real human being to learn how to use a pendulum, it swings front and back for yes and side to side as no. But you need to get someone. So you're supposed to go to a health shop. They told me that there's a health shop really near you, and you're going to ask the lady who works at the health shop to teach you how to use a pendulum. Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Well done, Kat. Thanks for phoning. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye now. If you'd like to phone in with your question, the number to dial is 1-877-296-0345. A full one-hour session with me is $100, and you would pay via PayPal. There's more information on my website, www.spiritguidance.net. That time right now is 18 minutes past the hour, and we're going to go until just about half past. So please do feel free to call in and give us your question for your angels and guides. So regardless of what is happening around you, it is really important for you to continue to be grounded. And a way to do that is with sound. And another way to do that is to not rescue other people by the messages that you're getting. So can you imagine someone falls into a lake by you and you want to help them? What should you do? Should you jump into the lake, even though the water is over your head, and try to rescue them by pulling them out? If you're not such a perfect swimmer, you should absolutely not. You should rather stay on the ground. Getting our theme of groundedness, you should reach a stick or a rope out to them. And that is the way for you to help another person who is swimming in deep water. Please apply that to your emotional state. When you are okay, but you're not, you know, completely okay, and someone else near you is overwhelmed, is in an abusive relationship, is an alcoholic, is having a terrible time, should you dive into their reality? No. We're taking this reading from the Archetype cards, which are created by Caroline Mace, and she's showing me this card called Rescuer. The light attributes of the Rescuer are: provides strength and support to others in crisis, acts out of love with no expectation of reward. Okay, those are terrific things. But the shadow attributes are that you also can fall into danger yourself. So that is a no-go. To keep yourself grounded is to give yourself the ability to help other people at the same time. So we've gotten one message from the plants, which is called Bluebell, and we've got one message from the archetypes, which is called Rescuer. Let's go to James, who's our next caller. Hi, James. What's your question today?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm terrific, James. How can I help?
I was wondering what my guys have to say about how or what's the best way for me to expand my small business.
They're telling me immediately that you're squished in your premises, and they would like you to consider expanding. And they're telling me that it would be better if you had a storefront in an old neighborhood in your city with a glass front where you put samples of your wares in the windows. They're telling me that your business has to take on an old-fashioned kind of an atmosphere, something like, you know, James and Sons, kind of the 1915 version, and they really want you to show what you offer. Okay, now, James, you can tell us. What do you have on offer?
That's wonderful. it's a consulting business, and it's geared towards helping people achieve their goals and some of their aspirations.
But you do concrete things, James. You don't only do abstract things. You also do concrete things. You help people do things, and that's what you can show, because you're going to have concrete, real, you know, three-dimensional versions of what you do, and slideshows and pictures, and they're telling me that you are in Detroit. I actually don't know where you are. Where are you really?
Right now I'm in Miami.
Oh, you're in Miami. Okay. Is there an old-fashioned kind of run-down neighborhood with old storefronts? I haven't been to Miami, actually. Lower rent and slightly dodgy, and that's really where you should set up shop. Would you consider that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool, man. Okay, thanks for phoning. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye, James. Ciao. Our next caller is named Chris. Hey, Chris, this is Shannon. What can I do for you today?
Hi, I recently got into a conflict with somebody, and I wonder how this is going to all play out.
You know, Chris, they're actually using a worse word than conflict. They're saying a fight, and they're saying that you accidentally stepped out of your role and lost your the circumference of your boundaries, and you went outside of the structures and things that you say that you usually do. Is that true? Is that part of your experience of this?
What does that mean?
Did you give him a hell of a shout? Did you really say things that you didn't want to say? Do you feel bad about this?
Not really. I felt they really did wrong.
Yes, I'm sure. And you, on your side, how did you do it? Did you manage to maintain your maturity, or did you lose your temper?
I lost my temper.
Okay, I understand that you lost your temper. So to reground and to re-put yourself back in the circle is to maintain your superior position as I am the mature one in this. And so what they're telling me is the mature thing for you to do would be to apologize for doing anything that might have hurt the other party's feelings, but then to say, but I was right and I maintain my position. I have ethics and values, and I think that these things that you did didn't correspond with my ethics and values. Okay, do you think you can take that on?
Why should I apologize? They really did me wrong.
Because you're the grown-up. You are the big person. You are
they haven't even, like, attempted to contact me or to apologize, well, you know, and I, you know, I stated what was, you know, what went wrong, and I heard nothing
mm-hmm.
from them. So you want me to send
okay,
another email to say I'm sorry? That's so weird.
I want you, I want you to first of all take a deep breath right now. Just like that. Can you blow out a candle like that? You are right. I'm telling you that you are right and your ethics and values are correct. Okay, can you hear that? Because you're still quite heated up about the situation. So can you hear that your angels and guides are telling you, Chris, you're right. You're in the right position. Okay, can you hear that?
I don't know. I just heard you telling me to apologize to them when they have been kind of, you know, ignoring my my complaints and my being raising
exactly.
issues.
Exactly.
They want me
so
to apologize to them?
That's
very
stuck
weird.
On the part where, you're stuck on the part where I asked you to apologize. So that's why I'm asking if you can hear me say that you are correct. Can you repeat back to me, yes, I am correct?
Well, how can I trust your reading when you first tell me to apologize to a party that didn't even respond to my initial complaints?
Perfect. I get where you're coming from. So let me just give you the reading in one sentence, and then I want you to hang up and think about it. So here it is. You are right. You are correct. However, what I'm asking for you to apologize for is that you lost your temper, and you are the big one in this situation. So all you have to apologize for is, I still believe that I'm right, but I'm sorry that I lost my temper. Okay? Thanks, Chris. Thanks for calling. Okay, you've been listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We have time for one more call. The number is 1-877-296-0345. And our concept today is about grounding, and it's about making sense of your own position of, in this case, maturity, in this case, taking the higher ground, ground and groundedness go together, and maintaining your position, even if other people aren't doing what you want, and remember to always do an auric protection and ask for the protection of Michael the Archangel. You know, everybody around us is really exposed to stress, and what we really need to do is to keep ourselves sane so that we can reach out to those who are having a harder time. So I'm going to give us one last reading, and it's from the Daily Guidance from Your Angels, who is Doreen Virtue. And my goodness, and I just was able to pull the card. You know, I could do this in advance, but I really don't. And it's called Ground Yourself. I feel so connected. That's so lovely. When you detach from awareness of your body and the physical world, you become ungrounded. Although it's pleasant to float heavenward, your attention and work are needed upon the earth. We're helping you balance the spiritual and material so that you can enjoy a fulfilling earthly life. Okay, that message was from Doreen Virtue's Daily Guidance from Your Angels. We've got 1.5 minutes left, so I'm just going to give my contact information again and explain how it works. If you wanted a one-hour session that would be just for yourself, you would compose a list of 10 questions using the parameters that I used for this program. You would write questions like, should I move? What should I do to start my business? How can I get along better with my mom? What should I do about my, and then you name your physical problem, whether it's migraines or elbow or sprained ankle. And you have guides and angels who luckily are totally on tap. One of the questions I always ask you to ask on your list is, how can I receive my guidance on my own? And what we've been talking about today is you really need to stay grounded. And that means physically grounded. It can be from walking outside, getting in touch with nature, and not allowing yourself to live too much in the virtual world so that you can help yourself and other people. So I'm going to wrap up now just by saying thank you to all of the callers who called in today and worked with us on this theme. And I want to say thank you to my producer, whose name is Michelle Arbeau, the head of Authentic Media, Authentic You Media Productions. You can look us up. Authentic You has plenty of other programs for you to listen to. And we're on Facebook and we're on Twitter. So please do have a look. Until then, and until next week, stay good and you are guided.
You are guided. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal session? For more information about Shannon's work, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.